It's yes. Welcome each other in the Lord. Say hi, I miss you. I love you, and I'm glad to see you today. That we can get into God's word as a family. Oh man, such good things, good things. Okay, so now that we're started the new year, we did all our celebrations and we did the look in the past. We figured out what we went through last week and all the different things God has blessed us with. And now as we're done looking in the past, now it's time to look to the future. And as we look into the future, you know, God has a great story to tell in our lives. What that is, that's the exciting part. We just don't know. Every day brings new challenges. Every day brings new excitement. But that's what we have to deal with, the unknown. But here's the thing. As we face the future, God doesn't say, hey, you're off on your own. God gives us tools. And this whole and everything that we're going to study in the next 4 or 5 weeks is all about preparing ourselves or getting into the habits of our spiritual disciplines. Today, we're going to talk about getting into the Word of God. You guys probably heard me say this a million times, and you're going to hear it a million and one today, okay? But you have to get into your Word. So today's Bible verse, or today's lesson comes from Psalms chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19, there you go. Verses 7 through 14. All right, let's go into God's word. They'll do an answer and response kind of way, and then we'll read the last verse all together. And the word of the Lord says it this way. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord trustworthy, making wise the simple. Very good. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. Oh, amen. That's pretty sweet. By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them is great reward. Keep your servant always from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. Verse 14, may we all speak together. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Will you pray with me? Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much today for your word. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your spirit to guide us as we delve into it. And Lord, we ask for transformation. We know your word teaches us that it never goes out in vain or it never comes back in void. So Lord, we ask that you would prepare our hearts and minds, Father, that your spirit would give us wisdom and the desire to seek you through your word, to get closer to you through your word, and to know more about you, Lord. May it transform us into the image of Christ. And Lord, as we go into this new year, Father, help us to be prepared to face all the challenges that you give us, that we may truly reflect your image and your love and your grace. God, we thank you for all that you do. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, very good. So, how many of you guys ever been on a diet? You guys are all skinny. No way. Elder Bob. Okay, so I don't know about you, but I've been on a few. In high school, man, I tell you what, I wrestled, and it's crazy. If you ever do high school wrestling, you'll know what that escalator weight thing is. Like, I would lose 20 to 30 pounds on a week-to-week basis. Like, lose 20 pounds, gain 30, lose 20, like, on a week-to-week basis. Yeah, that was the challenge. Your body wants to be at its natural weight, and your coaches tell you, no, that's too, you're not strong enough to be at that weight, so you have to lose. Anyway, have you ever noticed when you're on a diet that the things that are best for you have a tendency of tasting like the worst things, right? And the opposite is true. The things that which are really bad for you, especially when you're on a diet, they tend to be the better tasting things. And the thing about the bad things, they're always readily available. You can go through any fast food place at any given time 24/7. And that's the truth with most spiritual things in the spiritual sense as well. There are many parallels. The things that are bad for you spiritually, which are bad for your soul, are just as sure as a large number one from McDonald's. You guys know what a number one is? No, you guys are so healthy. That's why I'm on a diet. Number one is a Big Mac meal. And then, see, you cannot, so, and it's always the large before it's always supersized, right? But now they don't say supersized, it's large. And the things that are bad for your body are literally everywhere. And the same things for our soul is the same. There's all these bad things all over the place, whether on television, on the internet, or on the radio. Just as sure as a Krispy Kreme donut can ruin your appetite and appeals to your flesh, so does the bad things in life. It appeals to your flesh, the things that aren't good for you. And in order to avoid these things, which can be really toxic for your spiritual health, we have to do things that makes us healthier, right? So if I'm going to be healthy physically, what am I going to do? Good diet, start going to the gym. I do go to the gym, but actually work out. But regardless of the case, you have to be intentional. There's no, you know, you're not going to see a specimen like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, how ripped he is? That doesn't happen by accident. Neither does any spiritual walk. It's any all these things is a skill that you have to develop and you have to grow. You have to be disciplined. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're not necessarily going to talk about what we eat physically, but we're going to talk about what we put into our body spiritually. And most specifically, I'm going to talk about, are we doing our Bible intake? Are we really absorbing God's word as food for our lives, as food for ourselves, to nourish ourselves so that slowly by slowly we can conform to God's image? Because the truth is, the saying, you are what you eat, is the very truth. If you're on a daily regimen of eating or reading God's word and just consuming it for yourself, I guarantee you,